I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A former Colorado Republican Party chairman who blamed what he called a major diabetic episode for causing him to cast his ex-wife's ballot in 2016's presidential election has been convicted of forgery and voter fraud. Steve Curtis was convicted yesterday after prosecutors said DNA evidence and handwriting analysis linked him to the ballot. The defense argued Curtis filled out and mailed the ballot, but didn't have what they said was the required mental state to commit a crime. Curtis's ex-wife moved to South Carolina after they separated, and she learned her ballot had been cast after calling the clerk's office to see how she could vote. The Colorado Springs Fire Department is getting a boost to help with wildfire mitigation projects. 91.5 KRCC's Jackson Payne has more.
The CSFD plans on using $20,000 of grant money to reduce wildfire risk near homes on the western edge of Colorado Springs. Specifically, they'll be focusing on mitigation in the Hunters Point Rock Ribbon neighborhood south of the Air Force Academy. Wildfire mitigation takes on many forms, from the removal or thinning of fuels close to homes to helping fire-resistant plant species thrive. The grant money comes from the Allstate Foundation. In January, the organization granted the fire department $20,000 to do mitigation near the Greencrest Palmer Park neighborhood. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jackson Payne.
The fire department is planning to hold a meeting on Monday at 6 to discuss the details at Fire Station 18. This is 91.5 KRCC News.